Apologetics with an X is on the air, in your hair, and everywhere. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and with me, my co-host, the lyricist and lead singer for that Christian parody band, Apologetics, Jay Jackson.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Jerry. Happy New Year to all. I almost said Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to all of you folks out there. And it's great to be here with you in 2024. Coming up on our sixth year with Apologetics with an X, and we're also playing our 72nd CD today. This is a world broadcast debut. Came out a couple weeks ago, but I don't think any radio station has played the whole thing yet. And we that special treat for you guys. It's our first rock opera, full-fledged one. We've done little ones that we were leading up to that. We've tried, to kind of have that in mind. We've done one about the minor prophets. We did a project like that, and we did, the Easter story, and we've done some Christmas ones. But this is full-fledged rock opera the whole way through, and it's the story of Samson. And we started out, it's called Play It Again, Samson. And we started out today with the opening track, and it's called Harry Star. It's a parody of Highway Star by Deep Purple. And that's Samson given basically his origin story. And the guy he keeps talking about, Manoa, is his dad. He's called by name. His mother's name is not mentioned in the Bible, aside from being the wife of Manoa. And it's Samson kind of setting the stage there and telling you where he came from. And the next four songs we're going to play for you in this next set kind of tell some more about his early life. We have I Know a Riddle, and that's a parody of I Know a Little by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And that's about how Samson meets his wife. His wife is not Delilah, but his wife was not alive by the time Delilah came around. It wasn't Samson's fault. Anyway, then we have a song called Brush. It's a parody of Tush by ZZ Top. And it's Samson talking about some of the things that happened in his life, some of the things that he had done. This is all pre-Delilah stuff, but he did some amazing feats of strength. He also, as I said, was a Riddler of sorts long before Edward Nigma ever met Batman in Gotham City. Samson was writing riddles and writing poems, and it's kind of interesting to read. He was a real Renaissance man. But song after that, Samson does meet Delilah. It's a dewy-eyed, mushy, saccharine-sweet duet between the two of them called Samson and Delilah. It's a parody of Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band from the summer of 1976. And then we have a parody of Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams, and it's called You Just Might Need Kung Fu. Now, I know those titles don't sound anything like each other, but trust me, you listen to it, you understand. And that's when Samson's just kind of explaining to his new girlfriend about some of the things that went on before, and he's also serving up notice to anybody who wants to try and track him down. It's not going to be as easy as you think it's going to be.
Thank you. talk to Sam. I do not think it was a 5-0 plan. Don't turn around and cheat the strong arm man. You see, I know the riddle, and I know the riddle rider. I know the riddle, I know the riddle rider. I know that riddle rider's tough. Maybe I can guess the rest. Well, I know that riddle rider's tough. Baby, he'll bust your heads.
Say I cannot come. never working out, I'm asking why. Looking for a clue, my riddle of an Israelite. Love is stitches both together like a scarf, it's nice. And the frost is coming through, it's getting cold. Let's try this. Why stop? It seems right. Samson and Delilah. Samson and Delilah. Samson and Delilah. Samson and Delilah. Samson and Delilah.
Apologetics with an X, today featuring Apologetics' massive new production, Play It Again, Samson. Did you have any idea how long it took you to actually to produce that from conception to the final product?
Gosh, Jerry, it took about a year and a half, I think. Now, part of the reason for that was our drummer was in a motorcycle accident in the late summer of 2022, and we had already put out a few, we already had a few songs done, and that kind of put the kibosh on him being able to play drums for a while, because his leg was seriously fractured. He was very blessed to not lose his leg. He just felt not lose his life too. It's a very serious accident, but he's back in full force. And so that was one of the reasons why it took so long. We had all the ideas for all the songs way back then, and we just kind of do them a little bit here, a little bit there, putting out other songs, putting out other CDs in the meantime, and gradually assembling them all. I knew what order they were supposed to be in, but and when they came together, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and it all you see how it comes together. And so some of the people had heard some of these songs on singles, leading up to it. A couple of the songs on this one, like I Know a Riddle, we originally did a version of that in 94. Now, this is a newly recorded version that we did. And a lot of times when I look at the lyrics we did way back then, I say, oh, we can do better than this now. So start rooting around, put a whole new engine in the thing. But in general, yeah, that's when it started. It was in the summer of 2022 or late spring of 2022. Finally got it out in December of 2023. And I think it was worth the wait. I was excited. The next song is a song I got the idea for in that summer of 2022. And it's by Olivia Newton-John. It was number one for 10 weeks, the biggest hit of the 80s, Physical. And it's called Quizzical. It's Delilah starting to pepper Samson with questions. And the lady who sings is, her last name is Singer, Keely Singer. And boy, if there's any person who's aptly named, because she can sing, and she really keeled it when she sang it. I mean, she does show-stopping performances. And so that's that opening song, Quizzical. Then we have a song called Playfair Delilah. It's a parody of Hey There Delilah, a number one hit by the Plain White Tees. Then we have Keith's daughter, Abby, playing the role of Delilah in this next song. It's a parody of Get the Party Started by Pink from the early 2000s. It's called Get the Barber Started. Because once Delilah has a Samson's information, she knows she has limited time to get everything taken care of while the guy's asleep. And then, once the barber gets called in, the Philistines urge him to clip it. It's a parody of Whip It by Devo.
Thank you. Delilah, though I like you and you're pretty, there's 1,000 pounds of weight I'm lifting right now, and you're sitting on my shoes. Most girls aren't quite as light as you, but it's very rude. Play fair, Delilah, though you're really quite persistent, it's not fair how you get on me, 'cause I'm strong without nutrition or exercise. Didn't you employ some private eyes to find out why? Oh, yes, what you do to me. Oh, it's much too cruel to me. Oh, yes, what you do to me. Oh, it crushes unity with such impunity. Play fair, Delilah, I know I'm not sweating hard, but girl, you really shouldn't send in guys to do mixed martial arts when I'm in bed. We'll have to fight until they're dead and my wardrobe's wrecked. Play fair, Delilah, you've got steroid allegations, though I'm simply strong, you wrote that I was taking HGH and I am not. Even though I love to read your blog, girl, that was wrong. Oh, yes, what you do to me. Oh, it's much too cruel to me. Oh, yes, what you do to me. Oh, make such a fool of me. 1,000 pounds seems pretty hard, but ain't got veins that strain my arms. It bothers you that I have some other way. Your friends, they always cause a fuss, but I just laugh and walk their butts. You know that they have never felt such pain. Delilah, I can promise you the Bible will reveal the truth, but girl, you'll never ever read a page, 'cause you're new age. Play fair, Delilah, just be good and don't you diss me. No more tears or I'll be done with you, and I'll remain a mystery with no clue. You'll need a dog like Scooby-Doo. You can be as clever as you want to. Hey, where did I leave my shampoo? That's one for you. Oh, yes, what you do to me. Oh, it's much too cruel to me. Oh, yes, what you do to me. Worse than UFC and WWE. Oh, 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 oh.
And out of my heart, I suspect he's done for, but I want to be smart.
Hope you're enjoying the rock opera Play It Again, Samson, right here on Apologetics for the Next. How might our listeners get that CD or download the great production, and maybe is there a booklet that goes along with that?
Sure thing. Yes, Jerry. Very good. Yeah, this one, right now you can only get it on our website. Eventually, you'll be able to hear it on download. You'll be able to on Apple Music and Pandora and Spotify and Amazon MP3 eventually. But for the time being, And if definitely if you want the CD, and if you want the deluxe 36-page program booklet, we did a, since it's a musical, we did it, a program booklet like the Playbill magazines, not Playboy, Playbill magazines, you will see at Broadway Productions. It looks a lot like that. And my wife did a wonderful job putting it all together. It's got all the lyrics, it's got the cast, it's got a synopsis of the stories for people to follow along. And if you get the download, you can also get that as like a PDF file, or you can get the actual printed copy. It turned out really wonderfully for people who order hard copies of the CDs. They can order that also. And it's available on our website. Just remember to spell out the name, like the show, Apologetics with an X, apologetics.com. And these next three songs, we're coming way into the home stretch of the show. First, we have Delilah's farewell song to Samson. It's called Take My Guest Away. It's a parody of Take My Breath Away, the number one hit by Berlin that was featured in the movie Top Gun. And then we have Samson coming to the realization of just how blind he'd been. And now he actually literally is blind. It's called Someone Shaved My Locks Tonight. It's a parody of Someone Saved My Life Tonight by Elton John. And then the climax of the show, which is not the last song, but the climax of the show, and that is a parody of Enter Sandman by Metallica called Enter Samson.
Watching the emotion in my foolish love. strong. It's a little cruel and unfair. Pre-Delilah lovers really couldn't compare. Smitten like an insect cursed in a deceptive snare. And it's become more clear that I'm no hero anymore. Involved with shady ladies, my friends that care told me that's my basic flaw. Someone shaved my locks tonight, super hair. She really had me roped and tied. On the ground, kicked aside, she traded info on my head for another prize. And blinded eyes have seen the light. Finally, kinda late. Powers had slipped through, hanging just right down the street. I sprang up at the bar, stole the scene, left a fall, now brave, but all that made me scream. I'm still in shock, and I'm more than damaged.
She really had me roped and tied. Thank you.
Wow, congratulations on Play It Again, Samson, the rock opera produced by Apologetics. The lead singer, lyricist Jay Jackson, is with us today. Better grab your copy soon. Remember, you can also hear this broadcast again, as is the case with all our other shows from the past year. Just click on the angel95fm.com tab, and you'll be there. You can listen to the show over and over again.
That's right. And we got one last song for you, though. You know, Jerry, I was reading a book last year, earlier in the year, and it was on the history of Broadway, especially focusing on when Broadway got revitalized in the 70s, when people were saying the theater was dead and Broadway was dead, and the musicals that brought it back in the 70s and the 80s. And they mentioned something called an 11 o'clock number. Now, I grew up in a family that loved to go to musicals. My sisters were in them. I was a late bloomer, but I was in the senior musical, and I was in a couple musicals. And but I had not heard this term before, but it's called an 11 o'clock number, and that is the number that closes a show that sends the audience out into the streets, tapping their toes and singing, and we needed one. And Samson is a big downer of a story. If you're reading in the book of Judges 13 through 16, you know, he brings the house down, but he brings it down on himself too. So it's like, where do we go from here? And an idea came to me one day. And that's what this last song is. It's actually two songs done as a medley, as they were done on the song that we spoofed was a medley of two very old songs. At one point, I think Al Jolson sang the original and somebody else sang the other. And then Louis Prima, I think, was the first person to put them both together. Remember Louis Prima from The Jungle Book saying, "Ooh, ooh, I want to be like you." He did have a career before that, a very successful career before that. Anyway, David Lee Roth revitalized them in the 80s. It's called Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody, two songs put together. And I thought, how can we do this? Because we need something happy at the end of this. And so we have Samson, basically what they say, breaking the fourth wall. You know, he's talking. Well, yeah, I guess he's been doing that throughout the show. He's kind of talking to the audience. But the thing is, you know what? If you look in the book of Hebrews, there is kind of a happy ending to the Samson story. Because in Hebrews 11, it talks about the great cloud of witnesses. It talks, some people call it the Hall of Faith chapter. And it talks about the people who God used and that their faith still speaks. And they're a great cloud of witnesses and they're waiting for us. And Samson is included among those people. So, and we see when he dies, he's praying to the Lord when he dies. And God hears his prayer and grants him strength again. So I think we can look forward to seeing him again. And so I felt justified in having this last number. And it's one of my favorites in the whole show, and I think your listeners will, our listeners will enjoy it also.
I'm just a big loot. I never wear a suit. Even clothes I've got, I'm free. People never chance telling me no rest. Ooh, but they're praying. Ones who doubt me, 'cause I ain't got nobody. Nobody dares join me. Nobody, nobody dares join me. I'm so mad and ornery. Mad and ornery, mad and ornery. Don't judge me, mama. Come and make some friends. I can't tell Dad. Nobody.
be with the people who pop.
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody, nobody dares join me. Nobody, nobody.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.